This is the World Challenge Devotion for Friday, April 22nd. The Welcome of the Father by David Wilkerson. Jesus told the parable of the prodigal as a teaching tool to get across a great truth. This parable is not only about forgiveness of a lost man. Even more so, it is about the delight of the Father who greets the Son. You know the story. A young man took his portion of his father's inheritance and squandered it on riotous living. He ended up broken, ruined in health and spirit. At his lowest point, he decided to return to his father. Scripture tells us, "And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him." Luke 15, verse 20. Note that nothing hindered this father's forgiveness of the young man. There was nothing this boy had to do, not even to confess his sins, because the father had already made provision for reconciliation. The father ran to his son and embraced him as soon as he saw the boy coming up the road. The truth is that forgiveness is never a problem for any loving father. Likewise, it's never a problem with our Heavenly Father when he sees a repentant child. Forgiveness simply is not the issue in this parable. In fact, Jesus makes it clear that it wasn't enough for this prodigal merely to be forgiven. The father didn't embrace his son just to forgive him and let him go his way. No, that father yearned for his son's restoration. He wanted his child's company, his presence, and communion. Even though the prodigal was forgiven and in favor once more, he still wasn't settled in his father's house. Only then would the father be satisfied, his joy fulfilled, when his son was brought into his company. That is the issue in this parable. In the father's eyes, this son who had returned home was a new man. His past would never be brought up again. The father was saying, in essence, "As far as I'm concerned, the old you is dead. Now walk with me as a new man. That is my estimation of you. There is no need for you to live under guilt. Don't keep talking about your sin, your unworthiness. The sin problem is settled. Now come boldly into my presence and partake of my mercy and grace. I delight in you." World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.